This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Packer-winning Monday. John Miller, NBC 26. Talked about that Packers win last night. Kristen Ambo standing by once again for Point Mortgage. You know she had like 30 cars in her life,
John? Oh, really? We're talking about cars, John.
Yeah John, we're talking
during
about
the
cars.
Break, because she's sporting this.
Okay.
Yeah. She's very competitive and great customer service, but she also drives a Mercedes.
And her dad also owned a car dealership. John, have you ever driven a cool car? I've never owned a cool. I owned one cool car. Actually, it was my brother's car, and he loaned it to me. It was his 1967 GTO. Then I thought I was going to be this cool guy years ago when I was in between, you know, I was kind of like single guy. You got the money here because you cash everything in. And I thought it was going to be cool. I bought a Ford Probe, which I thought was going to be a really cool car, and it turned out to be not a cool car at all. And I was, this is a true story, John. I used to have to go over to Brett Favre's house every Monday morning, like about this time, to do a radio thing with him that was sent statewide. I'd chop it up into sound bites, whatever, whatever. And I'm backing onto Brett Favre's driveway, and I smash up the back end on the pillar where his mailbox was. So I've never owned a cool car.
Yeah, I know. That's a hilarious story.
It's a true story.
The coolest car I think I've driven is my wife's Ford Explorer. Otherwise, I'm driving around a 2011 Chevy Malibu I've had for over a decade.
I would, John, there were times I would prop up a pillow and put the microphone on the pillow, and he would lay with his head still on the pillow and ask him questions alongside his bed.
Because he was still sleeping?
Well, he was still so. I will say one thing about Brett, man. I know he used to tear it up a little bit, you know, off the field, but when you'd see him, like, in his real life, he would have bruises upon bruises. I mean, everybody talks about how tough he was, but he took a pounding. He did. I mean, he didn't shy from contact and everything.
No, he was
and
tough.
It showed. It was something else how beat up he was some days.
Oh, yeah. I mean, never forget those pictures that came out after the Bounty Gate, the 2009 NFC Championship game. Those were brutal.
Yeah. You should have seen his ankle that one time, right when they said, oh, he's going to miss his first game. Then he threw for like 5 touchdowns against the Bears. You should have seen his ankle, what that looked like.
Just an Iron Man.
Yes.
So that would be another like him.
Yes. Well, John Miller, NBC 26. John, tell us what else you think heading out these last few weeks of the stretch run for the Green Bay Packers.
Well, I kind of think, Edgerrin Cooper on that defense, the rookie linebacker, makes it go. I mean, what that guy does for that defense, whether it's bringing pressure, I mean, the linebackers the last few games are getting killed in coverage. I think Isaiah McDuffie allowed something like 230 yards in pass coverage over the last two games. Cooper comes in, he gets a sack, he gets basically the game-winning interception. He made the first tackle on special teams. I mean, this guy can do it all, and I think if he can stay healthy, the defense has a weapon who can blitz, who can pass cover, and he's going to be real dangerous for them, and it was just so great to see that defensive line get home with 7 sacks yesterday. I mean, that was huge. If they could play complimentary football and they get hot, it's going to be a good time.
Well, I'll tell you what, heading down to this stretch run like that, and there were even Chris Collinsworth last night was saying, okay, they got Jair Alexander coming back. They've got the other tight end coming back. They got the other DB coming back. They've been doing this with some piecemeal type of replacements. And Collinsworth was saying the same thing. Nobody's really noticing the Packers.
I think that's national media-wise. I think the Packers are on the radar of every team that's going into the playoffs because Matt LaFleur is well-respected. So, but, yeah, if they can get Jair back, they're going to be looking real good here. And it was good to see Carrington Valentine get his first career interception yesterday. But they got to stop doing the rotation between him and Stokes. I think Valentine is clear-cut the better player.
Well, I'll tell you what, John, give us your predictions. What's going to happen over these next couple of weeks in the National Football League?
Oh, man, the Packers will win 2 out of their last 3, I think. I don't know who they lose to, but I think they win two of their last three, and they go 12-5. And then I don't know. I think the Lions maintain the one seed. It's really hard to bet against them. Yeah. And, you know, Philadelphia, they still play in the NFC East. That's still a really tough division down the stretch.
Okay, so the bottom line, we went when Jordan Love was hurt and went out to the casino and bet the Packers, which the odds were the best that week, to win the NFC Championship. I'm looking around here, Todd, for that ticket. I got to find it. You think that's going to happen?
It feels so crazy, right? Because me and former sports director Brandon Kinnard were talking yesterday about week one, and then, Jordan Love goes down, and you're like, oh, that could be the season if this is season ending. And now the Packers do look like a team that can win the NFC Championship game. I mean, what a blessing it is that he's come back and, come back 100% now. But, yes, they definitely have a shot to win the NFC Championship
game. All right, I'll give you 10%. That's great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Hey, did anything happen with Christian Watson at the very, second-to-last play of the game?
Yeah, apparently got kicked in the shin. He said he's fine.
Okay. If you talk to Coach LaFleur, bring this up to him. I think what they need to do when they've got a lead like that with about 4 or 5 minutes left, bring in Malik Willis and have him run a set number of plays where he carries the ball and things like that. I don't like Jordan Love being in the game when basically the game is won.
I don't know. 10 points was still a little too close for it. Well, yeah, I guess 17 there. My bad. Maybe. I don't know. LaFleur likes to play it safe, and he never really counts his wins before they're done.
Could you at least bring it up to him? That's all I'm asking,
Johnny. Could you imagine if you put in the second guy and you lost? That would be almost career ending.
John, just bring it up.
You're paying him to play. Yeah. Let him play the whole game. $250 million or whatever he's making, he can play.
Hey, John Miller, I just want to say one thing. You guys, with your local sports, what you guys have done and the feature stories you're doing feature stories that in my day, that was kind of like the cornerstone of sports. And I like the fact that you guys find some really interesting feature stories on local athletes to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably my favorite part of the job. I mean, I love going out to those small towns in Door County or, west towards Shawano, south towards Waupun. I mean, those are my favorite things to do. And honestly, during the Packers season, I love covering the Packers, but I really miss getting out and telling those high school stories or any kind of general stories from around the Fox Valley. That's the best part of the job is meeting people and finding out who they are, what made them them, and what
couldn't agree more.
And I would agree with that, John. Last week, Johnny and I did an offsite show, and we had the Bayport High School football team. Some of the seniors there. And just a great group. You can just tell, right, just how respectful, and Mr. Mino this, and just very respectful group. I said to the coach, these are pretty good students. He goes, oh, these are great students. And then that night, I went to the new community shelter, and the Notre Dame football team is there helping out serve some food. So those are the kind of stories I think people need to hear besides five touchdowns all this other stuff that they do. So I really love when you do those stories and get behind the scenes and, do you like music or what else do you do besides play football? And those are some pretty interesting kids we have in this community that are going to go on to do great things, whether it's football or not.
I had a great advice one time when I was starting. I said, let me tell you something. Everybody can cover a ball game. Everyone can cover this. Everyone can cover that. Go beyond the number.
Right.
Do something where their number doesn't matter. Yes. You know what I mean? That's the key. And I'll tell you, Jim was a little shocked about one thing. How big those kids were.
Oh, my God. Then what are they putting in these kids' food?
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. It is.
Well, I see some of those kids from Notre Dame at the gym. A lot of, a couple of football players, a couple of hockey players. I mean, these kids, they know that they need to start early. I mean, I think they take bodybuilding way more seriously than just going in and hitting some squats and a bench like we used to do back in the day.
I would agree. That happens in a lot of sports, but even with golf, which I know you guys don't, covered as much, but all winter they're into that indoor golf stuff and doing, working on their swings and getting videoed. So,
though, I thought you were going to go with their weightlifting. They're big into weightlifting now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Aren't they, John?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Weightlifting, bodybuilding. I mean, these kids, they're also training more than ever. I mean, it's insane how much, speaking of those, small stories or those finding those stories. I mean, we did a huge feature on kids training for high school football combines. I mean, they never stop.
Yeah. But the point I want to make, and I know you agree with this, is that these are good kids. I mean, these are going to go to medical school. And, you know, it's not like, oh, the dumb jock type thing. You know, these, they're just, and they're very concerned about the community. And they were just brought up right. Or maybe it's, you know, that whole Wisconsin nice.
Well,
but
you know,
I was totally impressed with it. I met a few of them at Brayport, but I know quite a few.
I will say this, though. There's an era of coaching now that's a lot
maybe
different than
it.
Our era,
right.
Where it was just like,
they
you
care
know,
more about.
Exactly. The whole experience.
Person.
Yep, the whole person. Well, John Miller, listen, we're going to let you go. How many reps are you going to do today at 225?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not going to do 225 today. I think I'm going to go. Yeah. I think I'm going to try to do some. I'll do reps, but not that many.
Quitter. Quitter.
I was going to quitter. Wow.
I was going to go today, but he always hogging the machine. So
yeah,
I'll
exactly.
see tomorrow.
I went to a contest before between our guy Jesse, who just walked in, and John, who could bench press 200 pounds more. More. How many times could you do 200 pounds?
Me?
Yeah.
Man, 200?
Yeah.
Probably like almost 50.
50? Or 50? Are you care? Are you serious?
5-0 or 1-5? 5-0.
Wow. Jesse, how many times did you do 200?
Jesse just shook his head and walked out.
Okay, Jesse's not in this one. He's not playing.
All right, John Miller, NBC 26 Sports Director. Thank you for all the great work you do around
keep up
here.
The good work.
And really appreciate you joining us, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
I bet. Thanks, brother. See ya. Kristen! Okay, so Kristen and I were talking during the break. She's had, like, tell her, this is a funny story. She's had, I said the story, I've never owned a cool car, and Kristen owned 30 of them?
Gosh, probably. So I was saying my dad ran a car dealership while I was growing up.
You can say the name.
And so he was a big part of the sales team at Gandred Chevrolet and reported directly to Ivan and started Gandred West Mason for them and things like that. So I think while I was in high school, I had probably 10 different cars in the 3 years.
Wow.
When you grow up a car lot kid, it's a turnstile. So, no, we were joking because I also try to buy them right, right?
Right.
So
oh, yeah.
The car I have now, I bought off of, it was a loaner because my dad also taught me that if you buy used and not new, you get the used car price.
Oh, yeah.
And the new car warranty.
Ah.
And then all the extra warranties. So so that's how I do it.
I mean, she can give us some car buying advice.
Absolutely.
I'm a financial wonder.
Yes, you are.
They don't all have to be on the car lots in Green Bay. You know what I mean? I bought a car. Get this, Johnny. I bought a car in Flint, Michigan. Flew out there, bought the car, and drove back.
Yep.
And, it was just a very enjoyable drive. It was a car like yours.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can find a good deal, and you got to factor
you
that
can.
All in.
Did
absolutely.
You hang around the north side of Flint in your nice new car?
It drove back. It was daylight.
I
it was
bet
daylight.
You did not. We got to set our quick break. Len Nelson, Michael Bailey from Steam coming up. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage, back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Funny thing, some people give me a nickel, brother, can you spell that? Money can drive some people out of their mind.
Hey, welcome back! Rhino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WSS, and the Civic Media app. Jesse, you got a little something new you got to do. Our man Jesse here, one of our marketing guys, just made
those are unbelievable cookies.
They were
delicious
phenomenal.
Chocolate
okay.
cookies.
Okay,
all right.
Who here though doesn't believe he made those? Because they look a little too perfect.
You know what?
Man,
I asked him. But the way he was like
yeah, but
handing them out.
Just because you ask somebody doesn't mean
that's
that they're
right.
lying
that's,
to you.
That's a good
but
point.
But they kind of came in
Kristen,
a little,
what's your vote?
Little sketch.
Yeah.
Too,
oh, okay.
too good. Too
John,
good.
John, what do you think? Little they're, sketch?
I'm giving him the benefit,
benefit
of the
doubt.
Doubt.
All right. John, what do you
think? Jim?
I think his mom made them.
Yeah, I do too.
They are really, really
kinda,
good. Really, really good.
Because he did have a little bit of a smirk on his face.
He did.
When he saw
so,
and
my husband can bake like no other. And
really?
I cannot. So he kicks my butt. So there's potential.
Okay.
I've never baked it. I've never used an oven. Can you believe that?
How do you make frozen pizza?
I don't. I personally don't. I know.
I don't
this,
believe
never,
that. I don't
think I wouldn't
an
know
oven.
How long to cook something in an oven. And preheating, I have no idea what preheating is.
Wow.
Well.
I know.
Bringing it up to the temperature.
I know.
Okay, cooking, I can cook. Baking is not my jam.
Oh, my God. Did you see this new thing coming out there where they're telling people to throw away their black plastic utensils? Because they're recycled plastic out of stuff, and then when they get heated up, that stuff gets released. Now,
that's going
to be a big thing in regards to even plastic bottles, you know, if they get warm and everything like that. They say throw out your black plastic utensils.
I believe it.
Yeah. Don't ever bring them in.
Yeah. Going home today and throwing them all out. Time to clean out those.
I would have them
drawers.
I would never have them
it's
anyway.
Called silverware.
Who would ever have that? Nobody.
They can.
Nobody has that.
And they can break too.
Well, I don't. But I'm just saying. I just read that. I don't know if anybody else ever see that out there. You know, Texas, let us know.
Why would you have plastic? I mean, we talked about that once before. But why would you have that? There's no advantage to them at all. And it's not good for the environment. And to wash a fork is like not. You know, it's not hard.
I don't know why people use plastic. I just don't get it.
All right,
but.
Kristen Ambos, how are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Point
how
mortgage.
Are you?
Good. Tell us again, okay?
This has been such a fun morning.
This is great having you here. We're going to back it all the way up to the very beginning, talking about mortgages.
Yeah.
And you said this has been a unique, because this time of year is normally the slow time for real estate and for yourself and giving out loans.
Absolutely.
Tell us the difference between these last couple of months versus what is norm.
I think it's the people still want to be homeowners.
Yeah.
And they're still thriving on being a homeowner. So they're doing things that they can do to help. And a lot of it is people are more educated. So they're set up a little bit better coming into it. Don't get me wrong, though. We've got a couple people who do this last minute, and it's a complete, like, I can't swear on the radio.
I understand.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, and but then they're the same client that's like, I'm so sorry because last week if you would have asked me if I was doing this, I would have said no. And now here we are. So it's a kind of a disaster,
in a unique, weird way, has the high cost of rent possibly pushed people more into looking into buying a home?
100%.
Okay.
100%. Because if they're going to spend the money on rent, they may as well buy. Coming up with the down payment things is probably the most difficult part, but the down payment assistance that's out there right now is amazing and probably the best it's ever been in my career.
The down payment assistance, you're talking like NeighborWorks, that type of program?
NeighborWorks is amazing.
Yeah, they're coming on here.
Yeah. NeighborWorks is amazing. If you're in Brown County, I sit on their lending committee.
Yeah.
And it is such an amazing attribute we have, and it used to just be Green Bay. Now it's Brown County.
Yeah.
So it's the whole county. It doesn't matter where
you
go.
I'm sure there's a NeighborWorks in Oshkosh and Appleton too.
There's not. Well, there's Appleton Housing Authority.
Okay, yeah.
But they do run out of funds. Same thing with Oshkosh, where NeighborWorks, I've yet to see them ever run out of funds. So.
And they do a lot of
They
homes.
Do a ton for our community.
Yeah, they're going to be coming out here. Noel Halverson is who we're kind of bringing in.
Yeah. Noel's awesome. Maureen over there.
But that down payment assistance, and we've talked a little bit. Is that the biggest issue, you think? Because the interest rates are the interest rates, right? 6, 7, whatever.
Well, the other kind of silent killer to it right now is the credit card debt. So that's something that a lot of people are not talking about is the credit card debt that's out there. And a lot of people are just maxed out on it. So it's taking their debt to income ratios up crazy high. But one of the things that we're doing, and we're having a lot of success, I mean, multiple clients in this last week or 2 weeks that we're closing, where they're selling homes and they're making so much on them that we're paying off all their debt, putting them into a new home.
Wow.
With like a minimum down.
Clean slate.
And they're getting a clean slate. They don't have to worry about foreclosing and things that people did 10, 15 years
That's
ago.
Cool.
They're starting over. It's but a really nice fresh start.
And then take that as a gift.
Take it as a gift. Absolutely. And learn. And we're having the conversations of,
That's great.
Is a clean slate. Don't go back to the credit cards.
Right.
Don't go, you know, because it happened for people so quickly where they were at an 8 or 9% credit card rate, so it wasn't bad. Totally had a handle on it. And within like 2 months, all of a sudden they were at 20, and 2 months later they were at 30. And then you don't just pay interest on the new debt. You pay that 20, 30% on everything you had. So their credit cards just stacked, and there's hardly a way out of it. But you can use your equity to get out and start over a fresh, clean slate.
That's awesome.
So it's a really great way to use the equity you have now into that fresh start.
All right, if somebody's thinking, hey, you know what, this new year we're buying a house, tell them what they should do.
Yeah.
First,
give me a call, please, and let's go over what that looks like. I'm already talking with clients who want to start selling their home in April or May because they either have to declutter, they have to pay off some debt, they have to save a little bit of money. It's never too early to start and to get that game plan in place so that you can be fully prepared. When you're fully prepared, it's a much more enjoyable process.
And there's no guarantees as far as what's going to happen rate-wise and whatever, But at least things on the surface seem to have stabilized.
They stabilized for sure, and I think that we're going to continue to see that stability. I don't think there's going to be any huge increases or low lows. So I think we're stable in a market where you can really plan accordingly. The other thing I would say is to the people who are out there in 3 or 5 year adjustable rate mortgages, don't wait till the rates fall, because the likelihood of them staying more stable and just getting a slight decrease this next year is there. Get out of them and get on a fixed rate as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. So many people are on fixed rates on adjustable rate mortgages because they thought that that was the smarter bet because they were lower
rate.
That
would scare me to have that.
But they have to requalify for that fixed rate, for that refinance. So be prepared now.
How do they get a hold of you?
920-606-1156.
Email?
kambos, K-A-M-B-O-S, at pointmtg.com.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, guys.
Right. I always learn when you're here.
Good, I'm glad.
That's good stuff.
Me too.
Y'all bet. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage. You're awesome. Thank you so much for what you do.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too. When we come back, Len Nelson, Micah Bailey from Steam. About a big concert coming up in Marinette. That's next. Stay with us.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com.
Hey, from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special thanks to John Miller, NBC 26 Sports Director, talking about wrapping up that Packer game and what's going to come up ahead. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage, Brittany Merlot, and now Michael Bailey from Steam is joining us. You lost your sidekick this morning?
I think so, yeah. Right. Maybe, I don't
see
know.
If Len can make it here. But, yeah. Michael, we were just talking about that. Oh, just the only time I saw you live is that night at the Whammies, and it's like I wish you guys would have done about 6 songs because I just really enjoyed that.
It's just it's a cool gig. As I can understand why people love to go for it, and I'm going to always support it.
And you're not only a good musician and have some, but you like to share it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's really cool because there's a lot of talent. And sometimes people don't share it like I think they should or could, you know. And this event that you have coming up in Marinette at that age.
It's a Marinette community center.
Yeah, right.
I mean, in a beautiful, beautiful building. Let's face it, there's ice hockey going on during a show.
But you know one thing, though? Marinette, I'll tell you what, they work hard on getting great music, great entertainment to that community, don't they, though?
He's busting it.
Sean's doing
a great job up there. And, you know, I called him a couple of years ago and said, hey, man, I got this show. You want to try it? And he did. And it was back to the gills last year.
Well, let me just talk about it. Community Rec Center for Kids from 1 to 92, an unforgettable holiday concert featuring the 13-piece band Steam.
Yep.
Enjoy beloved Christmas and holiday classics like The Christmas Song, which is actually chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jim.
Steve's dad wrote that. Yep.
He always, this guy gives me a hard time.
Because he says that the first 3 words of the song, for John, is the title. So he goes, you know, I love City Sidewalks. That's my favorite. I'm like, John, I think that's called Silver Bells. No, it's called Silver.
I like it.
John Mellencamp.
But he has Joy to the World down. So.
Of I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, and of course, the timeless Little Drummer Boy, the Bob Seger version.
No. It's okay. King and Country.
Okay.
But, you know.
The show is perfect for all ages. Bring the entire family. Kids 12 and under get in free with an adult. Ticket prices $29.50. Additional child, $15. Seniors, 60 plus, $25.50. Use the link to buy tickets or call at 715-732-2006. We've got that number for you if you want to text us. We can give it to you. Or you can stop at the Community Rec Center to buy tickets. You can reach out for them. KROGERS@marinette.wi.us or SKATZBECK@marinettewi.us. But once again, the Community Rec Center, 2501 Pierce Avenue in Marinette. This sounds like a lot of fun. And this is coming up on the 20th.
You bet. On Friday night.
There you go.
We were just talking to our previous guest about, you know, kids are coming home or parents and, you know, don't people have enough stuff? Like in especially here in Wisconsin, just in terms of the four seasons, everybody's got gloves and hats and just candles. And experiences is where it's at. And this could be that gift.
Let's go back to 1741. That'll get your guests' attention.
Okay.
We're in Dublin, Ireland, and they're playing Hallelujah for the first time. Okay. You know what that gig actually did? It benefited people in debtors' prisons who owed people money to release them for the holidays for their family.
Really?
That's where the money came. So I've kind of followed, and other musicians way before me have followed that their entire lives. This tour has benefited education, CASA. I mean, helping kids that really need something. And that the bins were full last year. Helping kids that really want a Christmas. Give them something.
That checks all the boxes.
It does. It really
I mean, I'm glad that money kind of stays local. I mean, CASA absolutely is so important. It just, we need that money, or they need that money. That's great. I didn't know that Hallelujah, you kind of got that down too a little bit.
Hey, you did that. Give me that one more time. Give it one more time.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That is really good.
Yeah.
All right. The bell.
When Len was on the air, I sang Fred Bear at APL, and then I got kicked out of it because I sang it opera style. Fred Bear, walk with me through these trails again.
Wow. Hey,
get out of here.
For anybody that doesn't know about STEAM, describe the background and what you guys do and how this all came together with a bunch of eclectic people and you put this all together.
And make it really, really fun.
Yeah.
Torme walked in my classroom and I go, can I help you? He goes, I'm Steve Morge Torme. And I went, wow, who the hell are you? and we just kind of got a unique friendship and he's a wonderful talent. And we have a great bunch of eclectic people from Kenosha all the way to Stevens Point.
Wow.
And it's 13 people. And I'm gonna tour with extra strings this week. So I mean, just fun, and it's a good time, and we're all adults. It's not this, you know, somebody's, you know, hey, can I date your girlfriend when you're done?
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
None of that
somebody's
stuff.
Somebody's girlfriend doesn't like one of the bandmates
because
he gets too much publicity yada yada. Why is he being featured more than you? And kind of things.
You must have played in a band.
I've heard every story from every guy that's ever been in a band.
Exactly. You know,
and 13 people is, that's a lot.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Just, and you keep it together, you keep it friendly. I mean, it sure comes across to the audience that you guys are having a good time up there.
I mean, and the appreciative, you know, feeling for the gig is not walking into a theater going, wow, this band really cares. All their gear could fit into a 74 Pinto wagon. No, we're traveling. I mean, this thing's got some stuff. And that's what people want. You give them what they want, and you give them what they need.
What would you describe your sound as?
For the rock, jazz, and it's pleasing to the ear. Our signature is statement for us is music that's not in your face, it's in your soul.
Oh, I like that.
I don't want anything in my face, you know?
I like that a lot.
You bet.
Kids from 1 to 92, like I said, that's a great experience to take your family to, your parents, or if the kids are home from college. I mean, you want to do something memorable. Like, last year we went to that. Of course, you can go to this every year. Tell me how the show lays out, how it works out.
Realistically, we take some of the best things that Mel Torme wrote, and then we take some of the things like a simple, you know, Rudolph, but basically with a 22-year-old Lawrence graduate named Michael Murphy, who's an absolute craze. He looks like he hasn't seen Cost Cutters in 5 years. And it plays out. And when you have five lead singers in a band, it's not like one person singing all night. And it's just got a balance to it. And it's really special. I came home last weekend. I told my wife, I went, I think I just played one of the most perfect gigs. It's like, wow, And there was whiskey there. That was even better.
So, wait a minute. That's so awesome. You have in your band, a 13-member band, is that right?
Yes.
And you've got five of the people have been the leads of their own bands.
Oh, absolutely.
Easy. That's cool.
And yeah. lead singers, too.
And you don't have any ego problems?
No.
That's why I was...
That's great.
And I think he's being sincere about that. Usually that does, and it's a lot of times it comes from the spouse, you know, like Johnny's yeah. saying. And I think you've kind of kept it all like, hey, we're in this to perform.
Yeah, I just wanted to get a band together that just, you know, and Vic Ferrari was the perfect yep. band with a perfect business acumen. You know, yeah. it just worked.
That was fun.
And, you know, I'm really happy to sit there and say I formed something different that had nothing to do with it. It's not like, you know, when it went Ozzy at Pipe Dreams in 81, he went up and played Black Sabbath stuff over at the Brown County Arena. No, it's a kind of different animal that we went to hunt. And it's fun. And it stayed fun.
That's so. Awesome. So this is the 20th, right? Is that when it's just one night? Just one night and only night? Ooh. All right.
I'm going from Manitowoc to the Capitol Civic Center with Symphony on the Rocks plus Holiday Pops, this show.
That's also very popular, isn't it? The Manitowoc. Oh, yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah. We're really... For Thursday night, we got a full house coming, and you know we're gonna Ron and I from Vic and a couple other guys are gonna play some like Take on Me and you know Mr. Blue Sky, those kind of things, you know, and with a symphony. So I mean, but it's included in that thing. So I wow. call it Symphony on the Rocks and Holiday Pops.
Okay, like if we want to go to these things, and do you have just your website or how do we find out all
really
these things? Because that Manitowoc thing is a good time.
Oh yeah, you just go for. Kids from one and then the TO92.org.
Okay.
Yep. And it's working great. And people have responded because you're giving them a good value also. You know, I'm not stabbing people for $100 for 45 right. minutes.
How do you guys travel with all that equipment and 13 fellas?
We got a really good crew out of Two Rivers. I kid you not. And basically everybody just kind of takes their cars. I mean, come on. If you think living on a tour bus has got to be fun, hey, is this somebody's dirty sock in my bunk? That's yeah. awesome. Thanks right, a million. Right. Uh-uh. I'm at the place I want clean sheets and I want a good breakfast.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
You know? That's
good. Although I will say this, everybody who hasn't done it romanticizes in their mind how much fun it'd be to be with a band in a van. And,
or, yeah.
You know what I mean?
No.
I was at the Northland this morning, like at 5 o'clock, and then the some tour bus was there.
Yeah.
Guys out there squeegeeing the windows, getting it all cleaned up, you know, just because that, I don't know. I agree with you. I'd rather take my own car and
we had
sleep in a
Mandrell's
hotel.
Barbara tour bus for Vic Ferrari, I think, in the early 90s. And it was
really?
Like, oh, yeah. And it was like, okay, this is not, I mean, it's nice to sleep for a couple of years. Hey, rock star, this is great. No. Nah, don't bring it.
You're at that point in your career now. You just want to be comfortable, huh?
That's it.
Yeah.
So who does the design the show? Do you that? Is that you?
I do most of it. Yeah, but I mean, you always that's have cool. to include everybody else's opinion to say, hey, what you know? And that's the best thing about playing with adults. They have their own opinions and go, hey, I like this or I don't like this. You know, there's nothing behind the back or behind the bush. It's just come on.
You know, we talk with Dennis. He's a regular on here from the glam band.
You bet.
Dennis Peters all the time. And just about in all the different bands he's been in, all the different bands his other people have been in. And getting that stability of just a bunch of people, men, women, whatever, who all just have the same mission.
You bet.
It's harder than you might think.
Oh, without doubt.
But when you do get it, it's magical, isn't it?
It's total magic. Like I said, that's how I felt the whole past week. Played in Fond du Lac, played the PAC, 2,200 people in Appleton. Went to Oshkosh, played to 1,000 people for two nights. You're sitting there going, okay, now this is a good time that we all worked for.
We're in Oshkosh.
You know, Grand Theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
you play some cool places.
It's really nice.
I mean, we
too.
Stood on stage at the Grand Theater when we went down there, and it's just like you sounded good just talking on the stage.
Right.
Oh, without a doubt.
Although I believe the stage, I've told Jim this many times, where I had to give a speech or I had to, you know, just whatever, speaking engagement. And it's like, oh, I sound good. And that was the Widener.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good
point. I mean, just talking on stage at the Widener. And I remember a time we had to do those celebrity, it was the play Spider-Man was at the Widener. And they had local people play the parts of a reporter. They say Spider-Man is, you know, blah, blah, blah. You know, one of those parts. And even with that, it's like, whoa, this is cool.
And those are nice places. I mean, the Grand is great, but PAC is great. You know, two different venues as
the
well.
The Grand in Wausau is one of the top 300 places to play in the world. We're there on Sunday. We're at the Pablo Center in Eau Claire. That's one of the most beautiful theaters I've ever been in.
Another place that people have talked about, we have somebody come on here, is the one in Green Lake-ish. Todd, the Opera House.
Thrasher.
Thrasher.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Exactly.
So, I mean, and glad we preserved some of these. I'm glad we built some new things. I mean, I just think you have to have a venue for you to perform.
Oh, yeah.
And that's incumbent upon not you as a band. That's incumbent upon the community to do, to have those things. And, you know, you go down to, can't think of the name of the place, down in, right outside of Indianapolis, the next community, all roundabouts.
Mm-hmm.
Their whole thing is built around Carmel. A theater. Carmel.
Yeah.
Carmel. No, sure. That's Carmel. Carmel is on the West Coast. That's Carmel.
I still laugh when I was.
Have you been? That is unbelievable what they built down there. And it's strictly for people like you. And it's attracted. It's built that whole town.
I'm always fascinated by the fact of these theaters that totally, really, these towns that get after the arts and they support it. It's like, wow. And if there's any musicians out there, you know, listening and going, well, my career is struggling, whatever. You're listening to a guy that I played lefties with a band called Triple Forte when I was 19. Long hair, everything else, playing Black Sabbath and everything. I can remember had 2 days there, and I got fired after the first one. And right down the street, when I was 18. And you sit there going, I might have to look at my business acumen again one more time and figure out what I'm trying to do. You've got to figure it out. And it's like the Edison quote of like, many of life's failures are people who were close to success. They didn't realize it when they gave up. And there's a big difference. I kept at it, and I got my butt kicked a couple times like everybody else. Yeah. And you just had to figure it out. And it's that's
good stuff. I'll tell you what. It's always great. This is so insightful. I mean, because I don't know that world. And for people like you that have been in the trenches for a long time, I love it. Michael Bailey from Steam. Concert coming up in Marinette on Friday night, the 20th. Get a hold of the folks at the Community Rec Center in Marinette, which is a happening place right now. You can call 715-732-2006. 715-732-2006. Always great having you on here.
You guys are the best. Thanks a million.
You are too, Michael Bailey. We'll be back. See you. Mind on the Mayor after this. Now I'm the one sleeping all alone. Whoa. Sleeping single in a double bed. Tossing, turning, trying to forget. I could be lying with you instead. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. For matinee.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Okay.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back.
Back to Elvis.
Hey, once again, thank you, Michael Bailey. Great concert coming up Friday night in Marinette. We've got some tickets to give away for this fantastic show taking place at the Community Rec Center in Marinette. Todd, how can people get some without paying?
Very simple. Just text it right now that you'd like to go see Steam. Text me the word Steam, but it's spelled STEEM. I've got a family four-pack for the next 5 people who text in.
Wow.
And we will set you up with tickets for the show coming up on Friday night. The word STEAM, STEEM. Text it on the Civic Media app. Download that. Choose WISS or WGBW. Text in right now.
Johnny's like, why is he making such a big deal about how to spell STEAM?
I know, right? I had to double check that, actually. Am I wearing women's glasses?
Always. STEEM.
Why do you even ask?
I know. Yeah,
the answer is yes.
I just saw myself on screen. Oh my God.
They're not that bad. I don't think those are the worst ones you've had.
No.
Correct. Those other ones, those like cat lady ones were like.
Yeah.
With the little, you know, the little diamonds up in the
corner. I know. Oh my God. Those were the worst. Yeah. I can't believe I did that.
What's the car you drove?
Probe.
Okay.
You got a wheeze out of Todd.
That's pretty good.
Hey, do you remember those, the Ford Probes?
Yes.
I thought those were going to be the hot car for the hot guys.
Yeah, wrapped it around Brett Favre's pillar, huh?
Yes, true story.
Ooh. Yeah. That story will carry.
Have you seen Mino lately? He's been dressing like a woman.
Yeah. Well, I told you I was in the elevator here, and I didn't talk to this guy the whole time. He's like kind of looking at me, and then I realized I was wearing women's glasses with the diamonds in them. Nice. Hi, Nikki.
Hi, good morning.
I just want to say something.
Oh, boy.
You were not a good influence to me at Jim's party.
What?
Because when you told me to sing.
I did
for
not.
For Blue Creek. You did too.
Yeah. I did not.
You totally did, Nikki.
He blamed you, Nikki. And
John,
so we had just
Mino.
You're like, Mino, sing along with him. Sing along.
For the record.
I said don't.
No, you
okay,
say,
I think. Yeah, because you were kind of behind me. Well, way behind me. But so we had these 21 talented kids come to
from
sing.
Michigan.
From Michigan. And
very talented. Gorgeous.
And then they started singing
Blue Christmas.
Right.
And I
thought, what kid? I'm looking around thinking, what? Who's off key up there? Because they've been singing great all night.
Well, I would give.
But then I turned around. It's like, aha.
I think what I said was, this is not your turn to sing.
I thought you said it's your turn to sing.
And what does John do is elevates his voice.
Yeah.
Hey, just want to pass this guy. There's kind of some breaking news this morning. Oh. Increased police presence at Green Bay East and Green Bay West schools today.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind with the students and stuff like that. They're just. Check it out, a threat of potential school shootings.
I saw a text,
and
I wasn't sure if I didn't want to say anything. I wasn't sure if that was like legit.
He had me read that, and it didn't seem like it was a real credible source on your phone. It was like a person, a friend of yours.
Yeah,
that's not credible.
But that is, I mean, they actually did send out a release, huh, Tom?
Yeah. Okay.
So increased police presence at Green Bay East and Green Bay West this morning because of some potential threats. Okay.
Let's avoid that area.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
But no, you were, and then. Of who is the bad influence, Jim, I want to look you in the eye right now and tell you it was not me that stole the vodka.
No! No! Okay, no.
It was not.
No, here's...
Mino.
You took it, though.
Took one look at me, said, you got a big coat. You got a big coat. Get in there. Get that vodka.
She's walking out with her coat. There's a bulge in her coat. And I'm like, just... Tell me.
Just happy to see you, Jim.
Like, yeah, just like...
No, but here's the deal. Kid. He told me he specifically bought me a bottle of vodka. Did you
no,
not
he
during the
specifically
week?
Bought you the Tang flavor enhancer
and
to
then
go
I bought,
with your vodka.
And then I had some left in another bottle, but then I bought, another bottle. So
but the
I bought
bottle...
It, when I said I bought it for you, it didn't really mean for you to take home.
Right. Right.
I bought it so I would have vodka on tap for you because I know you drink a lot.
I thought that's what you meant was your, and then what's
well,
left, go ahead and take.
So I bought,
but the bottle was empty.
But I bought.
So
bourbon.
You had a lot. I only had one drink. So you had a lot of vodka drinkers there that night. I had one drink, two maybe, and that whole big bottle of Kirkland's was gone. So I thought, well, it's gone, and we're walking out, and there's that other bottle. I said, oh, that must be what Jim meant for me to take.
Whatever.
As he's got a very firm grip on my arm, squeezing, saying, get, go.
Johnny,
you got a big
coat. There's
other
people who drink old fashions. So that's, I said to them, look, I picked up another bottle of brandy for you for old fashions. They didn't take it with them.
No, but you know why? Because I thought you meant, like, absolutely, this is for you. Here's for you to drink. I don't have a lot of vodka drinkers coming here. Go ahead and drink it, and then what's left, take.
What I said was I have some Absolut vodka.
Yeah.
And you took it home.
No, not Absolut. Tito's.
Okay, whatever.
He's a very hard study, ladies and gentlemen. He
anyway.
Will take your invitation literally.
I'm glad
but
you
then
can.
What you missed, Mr. Mayor, on the way out, leaving your house, as I was in heels... And Mino in very supportive and low to the ground.
Very supportive.
Very, I don't know.
Orthopedic
fitting
shoes.
Orthopedics. He has his death grip on my arm. He's pulling me. Because
it was a little slippery down the sidewalk.
And he even says, if you think I'm hanging on to you so you don't fall down, that is not the case.
Well, whatever.
So,
but it was a great party, wasn't it?
It was beautiful.
Yes.
So thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming over. We enjoy entertaining.
What time did the last person leave?
That wasn't too bad. I think it was 20 to 10. 9:30, 10, 10. It was past the 9. She brought me some napkins that said the party's over at 9.
I saw those.
It was, get this, it was 5 to 9. I start walking around and holding them off in the living room. I'm like, can you guys read?
It was great. Love to have you, but love to see
but
you.
But it's also 9 o'clock.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jim, thanks for a great party. It really was awesome.
Thanks. We're going to have a great week.
We are. This is going to be a
phenomenal week.
This will be a good week.
We'll be back in tomorrow morning. We got our 100-year-old veteran coming in tomorrow, anniversary of the Battle of Bulge. You don't want to miss that. See ya!
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.